Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neeson. Ancient Egypt is among the most studied ancient societies, so it can seem as if there's not much more to discover.
Yet archaeologists continue to prove us wrong. Just a year ago, they unearthed a dynasty that historians had only speculated existed.
They found a mummy of a pharaoh from the Abydos dynasty during Egypt's second intermediate period from 1640 to 1550 BCE. The tomb is south of Cairo, containing a 16-ton sarcophagus made of red quartzite.
What's interesting is the sarcophagus was taken from a tomb of an earlier dynasty. This and other reuse of materials in the tomb suggest the Abydos dynasty had limited resources and faced pressures from the two larger kingdoms, the Thebes dynasty to the north and the Hyksos dynasty to the south.
The mummy turns out to be Pharaoh Sinubke, and a forensic analysis revealed a surprising detail. The muscle attachments in his femur suggest years spent on a horse. Another king's body discovered nearby also shows evidence of horse riding.
Using horses in combat wasn't popular until much later, so this tells us Egyptians of this period were mastering something quite new. Scientists theorize Sinubke was mounted on horseback when he was killed in battle.
His skeleton revealed 18 wounds that penetrated the bone. He was most likely on his horse when attackers slashed at his feet, legs, and back. When he was down, they killed him with axe blows to the head.
The Abydos dynasty was short-lived during a time when Egypt's central authority collapsed, dividing the nation into many smaller kingdoms. No doubt we'll hear more about it. Descriptions from Sinubke's tomb have led archaeologists to at least seven other tombs.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.